Okay, so today's podcast is going to be a little different. I have misplaced my podcast notebook where I had all my notes of everything that I was going to be podcasting about. I will be finding that it's a little bit of a discouragement that I misplaced it. I'm not sure where I put it. I think I've looked everywhere, but obviously not since I haven't found it. So this is going to just be, you know, a random threads podcast. I found my old notebook, which I used to jot down little sayings and stuff that I would write, some poem-ish stuff, stuff like that. Anyway, so I thought I would start by at least reading one of these entries that I have, and it's actually from 2008. That's quite a while ago, but I was reading it, and I was like, man, it kind of reminds me of, like, probably what I'm going to be doing right now. Anyway, so here it is. I called it, or I titled it, I to My. Okay, so here goes. I to My. Putting words to the test, I'll try and do my best. I open my mouth, but nothing comes out. My thoughts are all jumbled. I feel as though I'm being tumbled. I'm put on the spot. I start to get hot. Turning the best behind, I translate my mind, exclaiming to all how to prevent the fall. They endure to listen, and I see a glisten. At the end of the tale, I find I have prevailed. I step down with one frown. The people I see, they were all just me. Which I thought was kind of cool, because literally, I don't know about any other podcasters, or I should say, I don't know about any other solo podcasters, but literally, when I'm recording my podcast, I am all by myself, pretty much talking into the void of nothing. I mean, I have my cat on the bed over there, you know, so I guess I have my cats sometimes, but I do try to, like, come upstairs when the kids are watching a movie and record my podcasts and literally sit in my closet, or if I'm downstairs and the kids are upstairs, sit in my studio and just literally talk to myself. And so this little entry that I had, and it was from July 24th of 2008, it was like, whoa, that, you know, it just nailed it right on the head. Like, I get hot sometimes when I start to talk, especially when I get heated up about stuff, obviously. But basically, I try to act my best. You know, I want to be the best version of myself all the time. And basically, I'm putting up all this effort and pushing through. And sometimes I just look and I'm just like, who am I even talking to? Am I the only one listening right now? Am I the only one pushing play? You know, am I the only one that I'm talking to, you know? And so I have to say that it takes a lot to push towards stuff that you want to do and stuff that you have passions for. And I do have to say that it has been a month since my first podcast. So it's kind of cool because I've been doing this for a month. And when I started, like, I just literally just jumped in. I had no idea of what I was going to be talking about. And literally, I still don't necessarily know what the theme of this podcast is or will be or what it has been. I'm hoping that it's pretty much like positivity and maybe even stuff that makes people laugh or smile, or, you know, just hopefully like brightens their day, or I say something that kind of reveals to other people about themselves, and, you know, just makes other people want to push forward into their own passions and never waiting for the best time or the correct time. Because if you wait for the best time or correct time to do what your passions are or what your desires may be, you will never do it. You will always be waiting for the perfect time, because the perfect time never just shows up. You have to make the perfect time to do what you want. And I think that the biggest thing with this podcast has been, like, I got the desire to do a podcast and to speak and to say things that are on my heart and to just explode positivity throughout the universe by having my words echo throughout the entirety of life. And I kind of just went for it. And I think that that's the best thing for anybody to do with goals or desires or anything, is just, you know, just do it. Stop waiting. Like, what are you waiting for? And of course, there can be lists of things that you probably think that you should be waiting for. Like, for me with the podcast, I could have been like, no, I can't do it yet. I need to have, like, you know, weeks in advance of planning on what I'm going to be talking about. I need a regular microphone. I need a laptop set up, and I need, like, you know, headphones and stuff. I need to have, like, a secure soundproof room before I do a podcast. And no, I have none of those things. I'm literally recording my podcast on my iPhone right now into the voice memo. Like, I hit record on voice memo and then I just started talking, and I'm sitting in my closet right now. I have clothes hanging above my head. I have shoes beside me. I have my cats staring at me, looking at me like I'm this weirdo because I'm sitting in my closet. You know, so it's like, there again, just like, stop waiting for the things that you want to do. Like, you have those desires, you know, do them. Like, stop waiting. Take the steps. I should say, take the steps. Actively take the steps to do your desires, whether it be podcasting or, I mean, it can be anything. I'm just basically talking about podcasting because, hey, I'm on a podcast and you're listening to me. So anyway, it also with, like, and I know I've mentioned this before in previous podcast episodes, but, like, my husband and I, Dakota and I, we have a YouTube channel that we started in November. And we had wanted to do a YouTube channel for at least 2 to 3 years before we started, but we were always waiting for the perfect time. We were waiting for our resale business to get bigger. We were waiting for, you know, vlogging equipment. We were waiting for cameras and microphones and the ring lights and all the things that you're supposed to have with a YouTube channel. We wanted to make sure that we could plan out our episodes and our videos so that they could just flow, you know, smoothly or effortlessly or whatever. So we were waiting literally for 2 to 3 years. And then this last November of 2020, we decided, you know, no, we're not going to wait anymore. Like, what are we waiting on? There is never, like I said, perfect timing never comes to you. You have to make the time. You have to create the time. You have to take the time. You make the perfect timing. And so we had a video of, we're resellers or whatever. Here's a random thread for you. Anyway, we are resellers and you can find us on YouTube under Grabbers Resell. We had saved videos from the beginning of spring or whatever. No, shoot, I don't even remember. Anyway, they were videos saved, and because we were always planning on making a YouTube video out of them. And so, like, our first YouTube video was actually old footage because we had saved it because we're like, no, we want this, it's probably going to be our first video. And it is our first video, but it's past footage. Like, when we uploaded it to YouTube, it was literally like at least a year or so old. Anyway, that being said, was kind of like, you know, one of those things that we waited and we waited, and then we ended up uploading past footage, which I guess is cool because it gets onto our channel and we have more videos out of it. But it is also a current reminder for us that we waited for something that we shouldn't have ever waited for. We had the same equipment that we have now when we wanted to start it at first. You know, our iPhones, they take videos, they record, you can upload things. Like, there was no excuse for us to wait at all for making our YouTube channel. And same with our resale business. Like, we had started by selling, we used to make beaded jewelry, and so we started by selling what we made on eBay, which was pretty fun at the time. Like, we didn't mind it because we didn't necessarily know what else to do, because that's what we were into, was making jewelry. Anyway, so we decided to sell them on eBay, and then we got into, we've always loved to yard sell and thrift find and, you know, flea markets, all that sort of stuff. We always love doing that. And so we just kind of got an idea, like, you know, we could also, like, resell, like, all this stuff, even go through our own belongings throughout our entire house and resell all of that, like, on eBay and stuff. And once we started doing that, like, that kind of took over our passion for selling, and we no longer do jewelry anymore. Like, we're just done with that. So we have set forth to, and we have two different stores on eBay that we resell clothes and toys, and, like, we like to resell stuff that we buy, like, at thrift stores or yard sale, or shoot, even out of our own personal collections and stuff, we'll just sell stuff. And so, like, that's our biggest passion right now, is reselling and making our YouTube videos, and now with this podcast, like, doing that. And so, like, all these different things that we have going on for us, and that none of these things, like, we shouldn't have waited on any of these things. And I do have to say that, just kudos to myself and to the support of Dakota, that about this podcast, because I had the idea. And, yes, at first I was just like, well, shoot, I need stuff to make a podcast. 'Cause I literally had no idea how to make a podcast, or what even to, you know, put, like, what platform to put a podcast on and stuff like that. Anyway, so I waited probably a week after I gave, or shoot, I don't even know. I'm going to say at the longest it was a week. It was probably just a couple days after mentioning it to Dakota. After the initial thought of needing more equipment or the right equipment or whatever, I just decided to be like, okay, one of his late days, he was working at night, I just came up here, sat in my closet, and just started talking about making a podcast. And that was my first thing that I ever uploaded for the podcast, which is over a month ago now, so that's really cool. Just an example of something that I didn't wait on. And I even though I was talking about earlier, I really don't mind if I am the only one that I'm talking to right now. It would be cool if there were others, don't get me wrong, that would be super awesome. But I do have to say that I am proud of myself, for lack of a better term, that I just dove into something that kind of interests me, and I just, like, I want to do this. And so here I am podcasting, and I do believe that when I start talking about things and when I start rambling on or going on these random threads or whatever, that I am at least opening up myself to the things that my life has to offer for me and the things that I want to pursue myself. And so kind of big-ish news or whatever that I haven't necessarily shared with my family at all. Like, obviously my husband knows, because, you know, we talk, we're a good husband and wife couple. We actually talk to each other. Anyway, that I am looking into one of my, so I've had this passion that I'm about to tell you about. Hang on, have patience. I have had this passion for quite some time, and I didn't know necessarily how to go about it. I should say I was kind of scared to go about it, even though it is one of my passions. And what that is helping people. Like, I like to help people. I like to give people advice. I like to give them examples. I like to give them my own personal experience examples, my opinions. I love to spread forth positivity towards people's negative situations or people's negative mindsets. And I like to be, like, you know, helping them and advising them and being like, you know, there's a better way. Let's take the steps in positivity towards a better life, towards a better mindset, towards a better what you're speaking, making sure that you're not speaking negative things into existence. You know, I have, for the longest time, I actually have been at least helping my family, and sometimes, like, on Facebook groups or whatever that I'm a part of, I will shed some, I don't know, I don't want to say like advice or whatever, but like, you know, when they ask your opinion or what, like, say, what do you guys do in this situation? You know, I will answer like, okay, if I was in this situation, what would I do? And I would like, honestly answer the question. Anyway, so it's a true passion of mine to help people in a positive way, obviously. And so the biggest news that I have is that I'm actually going to be starting to take college courses to, I'm going to start with introduction of psychology, and then I will move from there. And basically, so I'm going to be studying psychology, and then I'm going to move on from there. And that's like a huge step for me, because I actually haven't been to school for a while. I graduated, and then I did do a few semesters towards getting an associate's degree in science or whatever. I was trying to get certified to be a veterinarian or a veterinary technician, because I was working as a veterinary technician at the time and I wanted to be certified towards it. I since had lost that desire because I didn't like that the majority of the veterinary field was mostly about pocket money instead of the lives of animals, at least where I was located. And so it kind of turned me off from that because I didn't feel like I was helping the animals or their owners very much. And so I kind of, it, my desire and passions towards that kind of went down the wayside because I don't want to help animals thinking about making money, or I mean, not animals making money. I don't want to help animals with people trying to make money, if that makes sense. Anyways, so I did do a few semesters of that, and so really cool thing for me is that I actually do have some college experience that it's going to be quite easy to get into this introduction into psychology. So I'm super excited about it. Also very, very nervous, kind of scared, that sort of stuff. But I do know that it will help me be able to talk to people more freely without them questioning my motives or questioning where I get my knowledge or whatever, you know, because I've been helping people for the longest time, and I just think that it'd be neat to have, you know, something official that I can be like, I don't know, I feel like I'm rambling on. Anyway, just wanted to share that news with you. Not a whole lot of people, well, okay, so Dakota is the only one that knows. But anyway, I thought that was really cool, and I wanted to share it with you guys so that maybe you'll help me stay, and I'll hold myself accountable more because I told more than just Dakota. Anyway, I wanted to read this other thing that I wrote because as I was talking to you, I was flipping through pages of this old notebook, and this one's actually kind of cool. I kind of just skimmed it, so bear with me as I read through it just in case back in the day I typoed or whatever. Anyway, so this is from February 18th, 2012. It's called Espresso Yourself. No, Espresso. Like espresso, like coffee, and like express yourself. Anyway, so it's called Espresso Yourself. Anyway, here it goes. Okay, Espresso Yourself. Coffee is the drink for the intellectual. It is the very essence of flavor described in law. Okay, let me start over just a second. Espresso Yourself. Coffee is the drink for the intellectual. It is the very essence of flavor described in love novels and action movies, with a side of mystery and a splash of tasteful comedy. To go so deep as to indulge in a sip, or so faithful as a gulp, you will experience sane insanity that can be controlled only through mindful sensations. Smell the aroma of a brew or a steamer, whatever option you prefer. Nutty, fruity, creamy, strong as men's aftershave, or thick as newly rained mud. As soon as the contents embrace your lips and flow inside your facial chamber, then you know you are in for the duration. Let the intensity linger as a pond, and then as a rapid river, swish the treasure from cheek to cheek, encasing your entire mouth with the adventure. Then, just as if you were born for this very mission, swallow, allowing it to travel towards your heart, where it will stay and remind you of this exploration time and time again. Would you like another sip? I thought that was kind of cool. It was back in 2012. Anyway, as you could probably tell by the reading of that, or the listening of that, that I did, and still do, but I really did used to love coffee. I have since stopped drinking as much as I used to, just because I focus a little bit more on my water nowadays, you know, trying to live that healthy lifestyle. Anyways, wanted to end on that kind of happy note with you guys. I hope that you guys have a great day, and I hope that me flipping my notebook just then didn't annoy you. Have a great day.